Hello, it's Allie here with the Naked Girl Podcast. So the topic for tonight that I am going to be discussing is nudity, sex, and intimacy. Now, I know we're all very familiar with these kinds of things, but how we get there is super duper important. And I'm just gonna let you get like a little insight to me. I realized at a pretty young age that I was a sexual being. I definitely liked having sex when I was a teenager. And some people thought that was pretty slutty of me, but you know. It is what it is. People like sex, and it's time to start admitting that, and it's time to be more open about it. There are teenagers that are gonna have sex. Some people develop earlier or go through hormones faster or like whatever the case it be. I was just sexually active and it was fun. I got to learn what I like, what I don't like, who I am in the bedroom. Who I am outside the bedroom. Are they the same? Are they a little bit different? And I'm not gonna lie, I feel like I got into some pretty kinky stuff when I was younger, but nothing really came out or compared until I got into my first relationship. And that boat just went sailing. I mean, together we just had such great sexual chemistry. It was just totally there. And compared to how I am now, you could say that maybe I started out prude, a little bit pruder, I guess, more vanilla-like. But yeah, he really opened up who I was in the bedroom, and it was fun for us to explore together. And I don't think I could do that with a lot of people. And what I do now, I don't think I could do with a lot of people. I think it really is about connection. It is about having that intimate part of it because you want to trust the person that you're deciding to do these things with. You want to trust the environment, the setting, everything about it definitely depends on trust. Without trust, you just kind of block yourself. You're not really going to have a good time. You're not going to have an orgasm. You're just going to start overthinking things and your mind is going to run wild. So being able to explore yourself with somebody who you share a connection with and you can be that open and not have judgment is like super important. I think I got super lucky finding somebody who was equally involved in figuring out what we like together instead of it just being, oh, this is what they're into, this is what I'm into. It was more like, okay, let's test things out together. Let's try this. Let's see what works, what doesn't. And I don't know, this part of me didn't actually really take off until maybe I was 20, 21. I think I want to say is when I got my first sex toy, I had gotten a vibrator. Super big deal when you're like that young, I guess. But it was a little different for me. I was hesitant, but I was also looking for something more exciting. I really wanted to open up in the relationship more. So buying my first vibrator was a good idea, a good start for me. I still have that thing today. It's lasted me so long. I really like it. I'm really close with it. But yeah, that's where it started. And I think I just loved it right off the bat. It was something we brought into the bedroom often. And you know, sex toys and guys, it's a little funny. There are moments where the guys get a little insecure about it. Like, are we bringing it in the bedroom too much? Is she using it too much on her own? This and that. And let me just tell you guys, if a girl has a sex toy, there's nothing to worry about. Don't think that it's happening too much or too often. I think you just need to let her explore. She's trying to figure out the best way for her to have an orgasm. She's trying to figure out how her body works best. She wants to explore it, and sometimes that just happens to be with toys. So I don't think there should be any jealousy or any negative thoughts about that happening. But for me, it ended up being like a really good thing for me and my partner, and we slowly moved on to like other toys, and then it started into like role playing or like dressing up a little bit, just really like fun and exciting things, because we had been in a relationship for so long that we wanted to keep it spicy. I wanted to keep it spicy. It was just a really good experience to be able to explore that side of us together. But moving on to this side of it is more new territory, and it's equally as fun. It's equally as exciting, if not more. You can't go into it thinking the worst, because then it won't be fun anymore. Bringing toys in or doing anything that you like to do in the bedroom, if you have negative thoughts about it, those negative thoughts are going to come out and they're going to ruin the good. It was just nice to have somebody bear it all with, and I don't think I could have chosen a better partner for that. It really got me more comfortable into my skin. I feel like we were just always naked together, but it's nice to be naked with somebody else, to be that vulnerable and to be that intimate with somebody. I think it's super great when two people can just be naked together. If you're in a relationship, like, start working towards those levels. I mean, if you're like really committed to somebody, then you're committing to all of them, and that should be enough to want to work towards those kinds of goals. We would have conversations in the nude. We would always shower together, also conserve water, but we just like taking showers together. We would bathe each other, wash each other, talk, sometimes be intimate in the shower, but it was just really great to be able to be naked with that person that, I loved so much and I wanted to just have these special moments with. It just felt more personal. And so, yeah, I think being able to be free with it and not negative and making it more fun is going to seriously impact your sex life. It's seriously going to impact the person you become. And I think it really can be beneficial to a lot of couples to be able to explore your sexual natures together. There's a lot of people who reach out to me who have girlfriends or somebody else, and I get it. People are curious. But also I find most of the time it's because there's something lacking. Their girlfriend's not as exciting. Maybe she's not as sexual. Maybe they don't feel comfortable talking about their desires with her. And the honest truth is you have to talk about it, or else you're never going to know where they stand. Me and my partner, we talked about it. We knew where each other stood. We knew what was going to work for us, what does work for us, what doesn't, where are the boundaries? What don't I like? What don't I want to do? And a lot of the people who come and talk to me who really do have girlfriends, I think you just need to open up to your partner. I think you should be able to have that conversation. And I listened to a podcast called Sex with Emily. She's really great. And her piece of advice that I would like to mention is that do not have these conversations in the bedroom. Do not have them as you're planning on being intimate. These need to be conversations where you're just talking out and about, on a walk, just any other place other than in the bedroom. Because when you bring it up in the bedroom, you're putting the other person on the spot. You're going to make somebody uncomfortable if they don't know that that's what is going to be said or going to be done. You have to talk about it prior. You have to talk about it beforehand. You have to make sure that you guys understand each other and you're on the same page. And I'm not going to lie, there's been moments where things with me in the bedroom have happened and, you know, maybe I didn't like that, or maybe I didn't like that the first 10 times, and maybe it's just because we didn't talk about it. But then eventually, you know, the more of the topic we talked about it, we explored it, and, you know, it didn't just happen, but it was, like, talked about, my mind seriously opened up. I became more open to the idea. And that's what you should try for, is becoming open to the idea of who the other person is, who you are, and really just building that trust and confidence enough to be able to talk about it with your partner. I don't think I could do some of the things I do if I didn't talk about it with my partner, because he likes to hype me up. He likes to, you know, tell me I look good, or tell me, like, oh, I think you should do this, or this is what guys might like. You know, we talk about it. He wants to talk about it. I want to talk about it. And I want to make sure that, again, I'm not overstepping any boundaries, he's not overstepping any boundaries, and that we're working through this together. This is a team effort. We are doing this together. And no feelings are being hurt. You know, no one's feeling neglected, no one's feeling left out, but, like, we're both involved in this kind of thing. I think just being able to be in the nude, being able to talk about sex, talking about what you like, talking about what you don't like, letting the person know way up front about who you are, what you like, or maybe you don't know what you like, but what you fantasize about, what you'd like to explore, letting them know in the beginning can really just answer a lot of questions. It can tell you if things are going to work out with this person, if they're just as open as you are, if they're just as curious as you are. I think it needs to be done in the very beginning of the relationship, and not just brought up randomly, or guys not just straying because they don't want to talk about it, you know, because, I don't know, some people have some weird fantasies, some people have some weird fetishes. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it can be a little bit shocking or a little bit upsetting when it just comes out of the blue, or somebody has to find out about it in a terrible way. I think we need to start being more open and honest about what we want, who we are, and, you know, the expectations that we might have. I like to have really great sex, and I want to know if a person that I'm going to have sex with also likes to have really great sex, or, you know, if maybe they're a little insecure in the bedroom, maybe mention that, or if they're not really into, like, rough play or foreplay or anything like that, like, make sure to mention that, because people could just be sitting there waiting. You know, you could be like, okay, that's kind of weird, and you don't want to feel that way. You know, like I said, you want to have fun. So knowing what you're going to get out of the experience is the best way to make sure that you are going to have fun. It's all part of the learning experience, and that's really what life is about. It's a huge learning experience, which I guess brings me up to, like, the next point. Guys, do not ask girls how many people they have slept with. I don't know why this is a thing, but when you ask a girl how many dudes she slept with, and girls, for most of us, say, like, the actual number, and we should just lie about it. But when you ask a girl her number, you're, like, judging her based on that number. And I'm not saying this is every guy. I'm saying a majority of the time, because really asking that question, you want to know. You're like, oof, how many guys has this girl slept with? Like, you're already judging just by asking the question. And it's, I don't like that. I don't like when guys are judging girls based off the number of partners they had. That's how we get to where we are. Like, you have a lot of sex, you figure out what you like, what you don't like, you figure out what works for you. You could be a little shallow and say, I don't like small dicks, I like big dicks. And, you know, if that's the case, that's the case for me. Then you just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. I guess what I'm trying to say is, let the girl have her number, because it'll benefit you in the end. You will get the girl who knows how to have sex. You don't want a girl who has a low number. Maybe you do. But really, you don't want a girl that has too low of a number, because that means she's not really that experienced, unless they've been with their partner for a really long time and they've explored a lot of things. But if she, you know, she has a low number of partners and she might not be exactly what you want, or you think she's going to be like this really great girl in the bed and then she's not, that's when it kind of starts to lean towards cheating. Because you had so many expectations of this girl who, like, maybe she looks fucking hot. Maybe she looks like she could be a fucking freak in the bedroom. But she's only had sex a few times. And that was a good thing in your mind, that she only had a few numbers. But then, like, she's not as freaky as you wanted her to be. She's not as sexual as you wanted her to be. And then that's when you just go and kind of run off and start cheating. I say just let the girls have sex with as many people as they want to have sex with. I mean, I had sex with quite a few people when I was younger. But that's because I wanted to have sex. I wanted it to get better than the time it was before. Because when you're starting out with sex, sometimes it can be really terrible. You can have some really bad experiences. And maybe I was bad at one point. You know, maybe there were people I slept with that thought I was terrible at sex, and that's fine. I know I'm good at it now. But, you know, that's when you're starting out. You're exploring yourself. You're learning about yourself, about your body, about your mind, how you want things to happen, your expectations. So it's good to explore. It's good to have partners. Safe sex, though. Safe sex. But still good to have partners. So I don't judge there. I really like when people, especially girls, you know, if I'm talking to girls, I really love when people are open about that. Like, yeah, I've had a few partners. I'm not going to tell you the exact amount, but I've had a few partners. And then we can talk about it. Like, you can tell me what you like. I can tell you what I like. Oh, do you have a new technique to try this? We can share notes. We can collaborate. And yeah, I think sex is a wonderful topic. I think people should talk about it more. I think couples should really start to move forward and be more honest with each other about what they want, their expectations, because a healthy sex life is going to be a healthy relationship. There are other aspects to healthy relationships, but from my personal point of view, healthy sex is healthy relationships for me. I like to have a lot of sex. Sex is a huge thing for me in a relationship. If you can't have good sex, it's not going to work. If we can't talk about sex, it's not going to work. If we can't explore our sexual needs and wants and desires, it's not going to work. I am a sexual being. I feel like in my past life, I was probably one of those whores that lived in the saloons or whatever they're called or something. I was definitely sexual in my past lives too. But I'm going to leave the episode there. That is my personal perspective of nudity, sex, and being intimate. exploring yourself. I think everybody should do it. I think it's super important for your relationship, for your well-being, everything in general. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. This is Allie from the Naked Girl Podcast, and thanks for listening. If you want, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It's she's_picturesque_. And yeah, click the link in the bio to see other things. Thanks.